So, hello from Redwood City in California, and welcome to our meditation session together. One of the important supports for meditation is no longer being fascinated by our own thinking, or no longer so actively involved in our thinking, no longer simply allowing thinking to go on and on without being clearly mindful of that. And so there is a kind of little heightened attention to thinking that's useful for meditation. So to protect us from being swept away in our thoughts. So one way to do this, and at the same time, it's very important not to be in conflict with thinking or struggling against it. It's better just to let, I think it's almost better just to keep thinking than struggle. But a few things that you might try doing today. One is, every exhale, let go of what you're thinking. Thinking might begin again very quickly. That's okay. But every exhale, let go of your thinking and be there for the inhale. And then let go again and be there for the inhale. And kind of get into the rhythm of that. And so that whatever thought arises, you're not swept away in it. You're not caught in it. You're not fueling it or involved in it. If letting go of it seems a bit too much, an alternative is to every exhale, if you're thinking, recognize your thinking. Acknowledge that's the case. And it could be with a simple word, thinking, that you say to yourself. And saying the word thinking, for many people, help them step away from their involvement with thinking. And in that stepping away, we're not fueling it and feeding it anymore, the stories and whatever we're involved in. So both letting go of your thinking and in just recognizing that you are thinking does not have to be done with any opposition to thinking. But there are better things to do than to think. And what you want to do is to meditate. And so this kind of beginning to kind of create a little bit of freedom from thinking then makes space and room for a greater settling, a greater calm or clarity of mindfulness. So, assuming a meditation posture, taking some time to move around, twist and sway the body a bit, both to kind of wake up the body and connect to your body, but also to help the body kind of come into an aligned posture or just kind of adjust to the best posture that's suitable for you. And then gently closing the eyes. And taking a few long, deep, slow breaths. 3/4 full. Some people find it helpful to open the mouth a little bit and breathe in through the mouth, these deep inhales. A little bit more conscious and engaged. Breathing in deeply, and then long, slow, relaxing exhale. Perhaps as you exhale, settling in to this body posture. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And continue the process of relaxing the body, softening. Some people like to do it systematically. Some people like to just do it randomly, wherever the tension is in the body. If you do it systematically, you could start at the forehead and the eyes, relaxing with the exhale. Softening the cheeks and the jaws. There might be some relaxing of the neck, softening of the neck. Release the holding in the neck. On the exhale, releasing the shoulders, or softening, or easing up with the shoulders. Softening in the chest. Softening the belly. Perhaps there can be a softening, relaxing of the hands, the fingers. And relaxing of the legs. And if you have a location in your body, in your head, where thinking is most predominant, where there's a physical engagement of energy or agitation, contraction, pressure associated with thinking. As you exhale, can you relax that thinking muscle, that thinking, the tightness associated with thinking? And then to settle into your breathing, the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Maybe with your central vision, in a sense, central attention going on breathing. In your peripheral attention, as you exhale, let go of your thinking. Every exhale, lighten up, quiet your thinking. Or if that is difficult, every exhale, acknowledge that you're thinking. Stepping back, stepping away, and seeing thinking for what it is. This is thinking. This is the mind thinking. And that stepping away and seeing it this way begins a process of not being so identified or involved with thinking. recognizing that you're thinking. And keep recognizing it. Letting go of your thinking. Letting go into your breathing. And keep letting go of thinking, gently, kindly, without struggle or aversion. Just letting go. letting go of thoughts. Perhaps so there can be a fresh awareness of the inhale, a fresh involvement settling in to the experience of breathing in and breathing out. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to again take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And this time perhaps breathing in deeply into your heart, almost as if you can expand your good heart as you inhale. And spread that goodness out with the exhale. If we value goodness, kindness, friendliness, generosity, love, if we value some of these heart qualities, the end of a meditation is a time to remember them, to touch into them, and on whatever benefit that's come from the meditation practice, let these good qualities of the heart float on the benefits of meditation, on the ways you're calm, more settled, more open. And consider how whatever benefit, known or unknown, that comes from the practice, consider bringing those benefits into the world. That you yourself are an agent of doing good in the world, benefiting others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. And may each of us contribute to that possibility.